Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's BOGO! The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Frank, we appreciate the time today. Love having you in here.
I want to hear some actual sports talk.
Do you want to do some sports talk?
We were talking about that the other side. So a topic that we had planned out today was quarterbacks and their chapters of their novel.
Yeah.
And I was kind of giving you like a little bit of a rundown of what it is without giving you the whole, basically a synopsis. Here we go. So Patrick Mahomes, like what chapter would you say he's in his career?
And we're going by number of chapters, saying.
Like I would say Brady had four.
Chapters. Yeah, I would say there's got to be more chapters in the book.
Well, he is Lord of the Rings.
I mean, it's trying to think.
You shall not pass.
I'm trying to think. How many chapters would you say are possible? 4 to 5.
See, I'm completely different. I think we're entering chapter 2.
I do too. I think that's what I would say. I would chapter say it's early
two.
In the book.
Yeah, I think so.
I think
so
we're
too.
Really
yeah.
early.
Because he cut his hair. Once you change your hair, that's a new chapter, right?
Yeah, that's a big factor. Yeah. One of the silliest things I've heard.
I know, it's crazy. No, but he changed his hair. So that means he's going to be 30. And so the 20s are over. The hair's different. He's now 30. He's got 3 kids. Like,
there's a lot more responsibility in his life and a lot more going on to get adjusted to. One, the level of fame, the commercials, the pressure, et cetera. Two, having kids, having people depend on you as a father, as a, you know, a member of a family, that changes in your life of how you even look at everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, I'm just going to compare this to me, not that I'm any Patrick Mahomes of anything.
Similar.
More in the Super Bowl this year.
Right.
I had a period of life where it was all about my kids. I didn't want to miss anything with my kids, and
I
changed everything about myself for that. I went on the road less. I took less I was offered certain things, pilots, whatever. Then I said, you want me to go where to shoot this movie? I'm not even going to audition. Like, I don't know if I get it, but I don't want to. I can't go 6 months to another country. I'm going to miss my kids doing something. I can't do that. He's probably in some of that, but he's one of the most elite professional athletes of all time. And you can't stop it from happening. I mean, look at where Tom Brady, look at what happened with his family and marriage and all that stuff when he decided he was going to play one more year after it looked like he was going to be retired. Things fell apart, right? So if you are if being well rounded in your life is important, but I agree with you, Bob. I think it's early. I might say chapter 3.
Okay.
But yeah. I would say it's a, you know, it's a 12 chapter book. It just feels, how many years have you been playing?
7.
It's
now?
Only
yeah,
7
yeah.
And so he's
29.
He's 29?
He'll be 30
he's
in 20. September.
That's old in Luca years. I mean, when you think about Luca's like 26.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy. But yeah, I think it's early. I mean, it's crazy to say because it might not be, you don't know how it's going to end, obviously, right. But it still feels like it's possibly in part of the set, like the end of the setup phase is over.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like think about the career and I feel like it's chapter 3. So I feel like chapter 1 was like the showing out, like the first wave, like all the offense, everything was electric.
But that's just chapter 1 of success. Chapter 1 is actually him being this Farvian recluse, you know, reckless kind of guy in college to the pros and just sitting on the bench and watching for a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, or most of a season, and everybody just talk about like it's foreshadowing. That's chapter 1, isn't it? Like this kid is going to go crazy.
You could say that was chapter 1. Then chapter 2's been everything that he's done, maybe up until this
point. I think chapter 2's just his first Super Bowl win.
Okay,
I think that's so. That's two chapters right there. I'm just thinking that I hadn't thought this out before. I don't do a lot of show prep,
right?
But even if you had told me ahead of time, but that seems like two. Now you're talking about success chapters, I think.
Kind of. I mean, it's more so like eras for me,
right?
So I think chapter one. I think chapter one.
We live in Taylor Swift's town, so we
right there. You go
in eras,
but I also think chapter one ended with the blowout loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So then you have to revamp your entire sort of system because you go from throwing the ball over the top and just beating people with offense to now you have to develop a dink and dunk sort of like methodical way.
Okay, when did his first contract end? When did they have to not pay him as much? Or when did they have to start paying him?
In the last couple years.
Because at the end of the first contract, that's the end of probably the first chapter, isn't it?
That's fair.
When you can put everybody around him, when you can afford more weapons and you can afford defense, mm-hmm. or I mean, they become defensive minded and sacrificed on the offensive side,
right?
So that became more Patriots Brady-esque at that point. Let's hold teams to a certain amount of points, and we know you're good enough to get us a lot of wins.
And I think that's the second chapter.
So you think that's where it's so, but that would be based on his contract essentially,
and
right?
I would say that chapter ended with a blowout loss against Philadelphia. Now you're in chapter 3 where he's cut his hair. Everyone's doubting them. They're officially hated nationwide. They claim themselves as
they've
the
been hated
team.
For a while.
But like they're now like they're like the world's team. That's what their president has like wanted them to become. And I think now it's like okay, they went to a.
It's almost
and lost.
LeBron in Miami, right? Is it close to that? Like he's the evil doer now.
Well, no, because LeBron went there because he couldn't win on his own, as they used to say, and so he went to Miami. And as we know now in the NBA, you need probably two or three guys
right,
around.
But I'm saying that like LeBron in Miami was just this guy who was everybody was looking down on them. That's what I mean. Is like with the Chiefs have been America's team for a little while here, and like everything, people look for a downfall. But I get what you're saying, so I understand these chapters.
Yeah, so I mean, I just think that, like, and if that maybe it's 5, maybe it's 4, but I mean, like, chapter 3 could last until he's 35, and then the final chapter of his book are the final 5 years of his career, where it's weird to think that the next 5 years for Patrick Mahomes, where will they be similar to the previous stories that we've seen? Will it go the 10-year drought that Brady had without going to a without winning a Super Bowl, or is it going to be this, like, well, now does the Travis Kelce era end, which could possibly be at the end of this year? And then is that the end of another one? But it's interesting.
Here, I'm not a big reader, as you can probably tell by my vocabulary, but I don't know of a lot of books with 4 chapters. That's the only thing with this analogy.
Right.
That's a 4-chapter book. Mm-hmm. But I get where you're going with it. So, yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think you're, I mean, you said chapter 2, you're saying chapter 3, so it's early in it.
It is early, yeah. I think it is. And I think this year's going to be really interesting. I had a friend of mine yesterday, he said to me, he goes, yeah, I think it's over. I'm like, over?
Over,
What are you talking about? I didn't do anything in free agency. I go, you're a former NFL agent. You know anybody that signs in free agency is a turd, but you make money off the deal. He's like, well, yeah, that is true. So I said, the draft is a week away. Like, what do you mean they haven't done anything yet? Like, they're getting their top 2 wide receivers back. They're running backs coming back. They signed some guy to play left tackle that nobody ever heard of.
They were really good last year. They made the Super Bowl.
They made the Super Bowl. But this is where we are, Frank.
Yeah, I think the expectations are just crazy. And, you know, as we were talking about off the air, nobody remembers, other than you guys will because you're here, who lost the Super Bowl.
No, right.
Like the super fans do, but people remember teams winning the Super Bowl most of the time. You know, who they play? I don't remember. It was last year. Oh,
really? Yeah, right. You don't remember that stuff anymore.
6 months ago. Like nobody remembers unless it's your team. And then you know, because you have a much more emotional tie to it. But yeah. I don't know. I don't think the Chiefs are anywhere near being done. That seems crazy.
I think it is as well. Now, it's going to be different once Patrick and Travis kind of go their separate ways. And, you know, he retires at the end of this season, most likely, and moves on. They're going to have to do things differently. But Tom Brady did it for 20 years. People are acting like Patrick Mahomes can't continue to get better and reinvent himself. And that's the kind of stuff that pisses me off.
He's got Andy Reid. You know? I mean, the schemes, Yeah, I think there's plenty of time. Andy Reid, depends on how long Andy Reid stays around, too, because he really does seem to know what he's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, and they have a great organization. I mean, you look around all around the league, in almost all professional sports, there's so much dysfunction everywhere. It's when you have something that's functioning, it's you're already five steps ahead of the game. Because most other teams are got a crazy owner doing something, it's getting in trouble or whatever. I mean,
it's nice when everybody checks their ego too, because you don't see that on other teams. The egos eventually come out. We've never seen that here in Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, just think of how much it's hindered the Cowboys over the years. If you look at the Cowboys, that's a headband looking. You know, it's like what are they doing? You can't even tell. Do they want to win? Do they? It's just.
I call them the Dallas Browns. James, I mean, they're essentially the same the same franchise. 30 years of ineptitude, but Dallas has got P.T. Jones down there marketing the hell out of that team.
Yeah, he's everywhere. I don't know of any other owner who speaks who has two media calls a week. You know, that's kind of amazing. But
the last time we won a Super Bowl, I could still get hard without taking a pill. Nowadays, my dinger just looks like a wet biscuit.
Is that AI or is that him?
Yeah.
Okay, because I could see him doing that. I could hear.
I've been thinking about it a lot in the shower.
Frank, what are you doing in Kansas City? Let the people know.
Funny Bone, tomorrow night, isn't it? What's today? Tuesday, yeah. Wednesday, well, tomorrow night. You can tell I'm starting to get tired. Wednesday night, frankonstage.com for the tickets. Not going to be a lot of sports talk there. I just want to have you guys do your normal show for a little bit while I was here so I didn't hog it all up and people get mad at me.
Oh, no one gets mad at you.
They do. Look at the internet. They get mad at everybody.
I stay away from the internet.
I just don't chirp back like KD, man.
There you go. Yeah, no burner account there. Hey, we appreciate the time, dude, Frank. We really do. It's great to finally meet you and have you in studio and see it all happen right here.
Yeah, this is really only the 15th chapter of my book.
Yeah. Keep them going.
I got like 12,000 chapters.
Yeah, maybe when you get back, you can have an impersonation of one of us because the text line's asking.
It's going to be incredible. Probably that's what the text line is asking for.
Yeah,
the text line looking for Fesco and Dusty. Nice job. You're going to be waiting a long time, like the Chiefs, waiting for another Super Bowl. Out!
It's Frank Kelly. You know, you're listening to 97 Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
What's up, Kansas City? This is Jonathan India here, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.
Game over. I mean, here we are, baby. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. What is this called? Like slot machine?
Yeah, what is this?
New music, man.
Sounds of Vegas.
Money, honey.
I knew it was something about a slot machine.
Money, honey, huh? Yeah. I tell you, we need to get the old number fives creating some original music for us that we could use as bump music. Come on, Brock. Watson, let's go.
Yeah, come on.
Let's go, guys.
Thanks, Frank Callion, for stopping by for the show.
Yes!
So appreciate that. Time to dive back into the wonderful world of sports, as we did a little bit there. But there was some news yesterday, and I know that, hey, no secret, I enjoy Colorado's football team because of Coach Prime and what he's done to make it fun.
Absolutely.
But, dude, are we a little over the top, maybe jumping the shark a little bit with it by retiring Shedeur Sanders' number and Travis Hunter's?
Oh, I missed that. They're retiring their numbers?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, they are retiring their numbers at Colorado. Like, yes. Done for good. They get him.
Well, all right. Let's talk about this out loud real fast, okay? Have they had a huge impact on Colorado?
Not in the regards of, like, winning.
No, but I'm talking about overall university. Yeah. Okay. Name
but was
me,
it them or Deion?
Well, let's get to this point here in a second. Name me four other Colorado football players in the history of their, other than Eric Bieniemy.
Cordell Stewart. Ryan Westbrook.
Okay.
Yeah,
there you go, right?
And Shedeur Sanders and
Travis Hunter, who have become in this era when... I think sports is bigger now than it was yesterday, and tomorrow it will be bigger than it is today. Just like I say with athletes. Athletes are better today than they were yesterday. Mm-hmm. They will be better tomorrow than they are today. Sports continues to grow. Sports continues, as Frank Caliendo talked about, part of pop culture at this point in time, mm-hmm. right? It really is part of pop culture and part of our lives in a bigger way than it's ever been before. And so you have to think about the impact that those two players have had on Colorado. Yes, Deion is the head coach, and his name will be in the Ring of Honor. It should be in the Ring of Honor.
Or he'll have a statue if
he stays. If he stays, yeah. Right. If this is a 3-year deal and he leaves after this season, forget about it. But where was Colorado 700 days ago before Deion and company got there? They were nowhere to be found, right? Yeah. And he came in and then brought his son and one of his, you know, guys with him. Yeah. Travis Hunter's Shador's best friend. I don't know the answer to that
question. He's a Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah. He plays both sides of the ball. He's exciting to watch. Those two guys were the catalysts for this era of Colorado football, rejuvenating Colorado football, rejuvenating the university. So retire his number. You say that out loud and it sounds ridiculous. But I think the more you kind of talk about it and you realize the impact that these guys have had in 700 days on a university, yeah, I think their number does need to be retired there.
And Mac, maybe I'm wrong, and I probably am, but like they retire the jerseys or the numbers?
I think they retire the number.
Well, they're going to run out of numbers eventually, right?
Well, maybe. I mean,
there's number 24, 67, 11, 19, and 2.
Because I know in the Chiefs Colorado. Anyway, at least with the Chiefs, and I know this from talking to people over the years, they retire the name. There's very few numbers that like get put out. Like you're not going to see 16 anymore, obviously.
Yeah,
it's not
15,
quote-unquote retired, but they won't use it anymore. And this happened when I saw the first person wearing 68 after Will Shields was gone. And I'm like, why is retire that number? They go, do you realize if we started retiring numbers, we'd have nothing left? And I'm like, well, that is true. A 52-man, 53-man roster can't retire that many numbers.
Yeah.
So I think college is I'm guessing, I don't know, but you put the name up there on the Ring of Honor. But they've had a big impact, man. They really have.
Because does KU retire numbers or they retire jerseys?
I think they retire jerseys.
But so again, you can still rock 34 at KU.
I don't know the answer to that one, quite honestly.
Speaking of numbers retired, today is Jackie Robinson Day, so everybody will be wearing 42
in
baseball.
I love this day in baseball. It's great, yeah.
I remember my dad always gave me like the trick question. He's like, there's only two people that wear 42 not named Jackie Robinson. Who are they? So I was like,
one's Mariano Rivera.
And the other one was Mo Vaughn.
Oh, Mo Vaughn, that's right. He did wear number 42. That's right. I can see that like the day is long.
So again, we go to, you know, the numbers being, you know, retired. I definitely get Heisman Trophy out of Colorado. Like, that's like, you may never see that again at that university. Maybe you will with Deion being the coach there. Shedeur, it kind of seems like, you know, like he pulled rank and was like, yeah, well, my son was, you know, the most successful quarterback since Cordell Stewart, maybe. And it's just like, they came in together, they leave together, they're gonna go into this shrine together.
It's a university. And a lot of times universities do things that only make sense to that university, right? Like waving the wheat or rock chalk chant or the Wabash cannonball or something at Mizzou. You know, there are certain things that are more impactful for that university than there are for the general public. So we look at it and go, and they look at it and go, God, without these guys, we're not on the map right now. Who knows if they're even in the truck stop 12, as somebody called it yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I get the Hunter thing. I don't really get Shedeur because never won a bowl game, you know, really had a great record. Like, yeah, he was Deion's son, and he had a lot of, like, NIL endorsements, but it's just like, you know.
Royals retired Frank White's number, and he's trying to kick the team out of town.
That's why I'm surprised you're where you're at with Colorado, Bob, because they didn't win anything.
No, they didn't. But
win nothing.
But the impact that this 700 days has had on that university has been life-changing for that university. Full stadium, full enrollment, huge endowment. Like, that place is rolling. And they're rolling because, they have weed. But Travis Hunter, they have Sanders, and they have Shedeur. And without those three guys, that Colorado football program, guys, is Boise State?
And if I'm,
and that's
it,
an if that and that's an insult well, to Boise State.
I was gonna say it's a huge insult.
Yeah,
to
it's
Boise
a huge
State.
Insult. But I mean, like that kind of that next yeah. tier level. Like maybe they're UCF. I don't know. Fill in yeah, you know, directional school here. Yeah. You know,
I just feel like if you did a circle graph of who really mattered to that growth in Colorado the last 700 days, there'd be a sliver for Shador, it'd be a good amount for Travis, and then pretty much the whole circle would be Deion.
Yeah. Who else is on that? But you don't know anybody else, really, right? None of us do.
Yeah.
And that's not like, I'm not trying to put you on this, but I'm like, who else is there? Like, you tell me, like, I think Warren Sapp is on that staff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think.
But like, he's there because of Deion.
Right. Right. And the guy who used to coach the Giants is their offensive coordinator. Pat something or other, Fiermutha maybe, I don't know what the hell his name is, but you, like there's a couple of names that you would recognize, but man, like all we talked about for 2 years in college football were the Colorado Buffaloes, Shador Sanders and Travis Hunter, and the impact that they had out there has been just unbelievable, man. Like Colorado's got their school back because of them. So I get it. I get why you do that. I don't get why the Giants are holding a private workout for Shador Sanders.
Yeah, that's weird.
Now, there is a great theory being floated out there
that
I absolutely love. And this comes from a gentleman who's covered the Giants for 100 years. His name is Gary Myers. He works for New York Newsday. Nice. And he put this out there yesterday. And he said, the big story tonight is the Giants are working out Shador Sanders on Thursday in Boulder. My opinion. I think there's a better chance that they try to trade back into the first round between 15 and 25 to get him than take him at number 3. Abdul Carter / Travis Hunter, too special to pass on. And he's right about that. I don't think Shador Sanders is worthy of taking with that number 3 pick when you're going to either have Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter sitting there. I believe Abdul Carter's the best player in the draft. Travis Hunter, kind of a generational type of player. Now, if you're the Giants, you still need a quarterback. If you can trade back into the first round later on and get Shador Sanders, I don't necessarily have a problem with that. I do have a problem taking him at number 3 when there are clearly better players on the board that can make you better as an organization.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's just going to fall to the Vegas Raiders, and if the Vegas Raiders don't take him, then I don't know where his pit ends. That's where I'm at with Shador Sanders.
Well, what about 9 to New Orleans now, right?
Yeah,
like, that's a possibility with Derek Carr's shoulder being all blown out. People are saying he's doing that to stick it to New Orleans or something.
Because then there was, like, a report either yesterday or the day before. I think it was from, like, JPA Football. And again, I don't know how credible, like, their, you know, insiders are. But they were like, there's a lot of people that don't think that Shador Sanders is a first or second round talent. That his, like, throws aren't quite there, that his timing's off, that he's not necessarily the quarterback that he is or that they think that he is, and that there's a lot of smoke around that. So I'm, to me, like, and we can get into NFL draft coverage more and more as the day goes on, but to me, like, the main story is not what is Tennessee doing. To me, it is like, where is Shador going to fall?
Yeah.
And I get it. It's partially because of what his name is and the hype that's been around it, but it's like, this is also something that could really affect his career, maybe in a positive or a complete negative, because look, the guy's had all the arrogance in the world. There's no secret, right? His arrogance is very evidently obvious. And now you're going to the league where, like, this is it. Like, this is where all the men go. This is where the boys go to become men. And either you hack it or you don't, and you find out very quickly. And you might go into this draft being like, dude, I'm a top 5 pick. My dad's been telling me my whole life I'm a top 3 pick. Round 3 pick, you know, 75. Is Shador Sanders, and it's like, damn, there were 75 players better than me in the NFL draft. Like, yeah, dude, it's nice to have your dad's support, but that doesn't hold merit anymore. Mm-hmm. Now you got to go be your own man. So, I mean, there's a lot that could come out of this whole Shador Sanders talk at the draft.
I feel like also, too, there's side A and side B to this, and nobody's willing to meet in the middle. There's the people that want to crush Shador Sanders,
sure,
and there's the people that want to love up Shador Sanders. And look, this is draft. Every year there are players that fall into this category. It's not anything new because it's Shador Sanders, but it really feels like it this year that he's the guy where either you're in love with him and think he can play or you want nothing to do with him. I'm not 100% sold on Shador Sanders, but what I am sold on is his dad and Deion. Like, there's part of me that believes, and I could be totally wrong on this one again, but there's part of me that believes that Deion Sanders is going to be so invested to not allow his son to fail.
I hope you're
right. And you know, not all of us are gifted with a Hall of Fame football player as our dad that has done it at the high level. I'm not saying Shador has the cheat code by any stretch of the imagination, but he definitely has a mentor that he can lean on every 10 minutes of every day and go, Dad, what should I do here? Dad, how do I handle this? Dad, what do you think? And all that kind of stuff, and have that sounding board. So I think he has a little bit of an advantage because of that, but eventually he has to go out there and play, and talent has to, you know, come through.
No doubt about it.
So would you say his dad's an advantage or disadvantage? Because we've talked about his dad being a disadvantage and a real hamper
depends
to the franchise.
Depends on how his dad handles things. If his dad's showing up at practice and calling the coach, disadvantage.
Yeah.
If he's talking to Shador and giving him great coaching advice, advantage. But also if he's talking to Shador and telling him the coach is stupid, well, that's little league type stuff, and you better not be doing that because that's not gonna be good for anybody.
It's also hypocritical.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Dion's like, hey, I'm the coach of Colorado. I don't need your dad or your uncle telling me how to coach a team. Well, then the same then goes to you,
back,
Dion.
Yeah.
All right, let's get Don to go.
Yes.
Oh, new sound or two with music?
On the come. Yes.
One more time, please.
On the come.
All right, so on the come today, I'm going to start this one off because it was going to be played earlier, but we got lost in the impersonations of the wonderful Frank Caliendo. If you missed it, which you probably didn't, there was a guy last night that shot a shot as a reporter?
Sideline reporter.
Sideline reporter for the Atlanta Braves. He gave stats and got some.
We're having a lot of fun up here up the Corona rooftop. Who do we got here? What's your name?
My name's Lauren.
Lauren's, all right.
And I'm Kayla.
Kayla, and you guys hang out at the rooftop lounge often?
Once a year I come out to visit.
Okay, well, we timed it pretty well. All right, good. How are you guys feeling about root for the Braves today?
Oof, I don't know. I'm hoping for the best.
What about you? Are you a Braves fan now?
Not quite.
All right, I'm gonna go to work up here, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, Wiley. You got four innings to get the numbers.
Come on.
Get us some more Braves fans.
All right, so they want me to get your number.
They want you to get my number.
I'm dead serious. They're saying in my ear right now, she didn't believe me because she thinks you guys are not. I'm making this up. Even if you guys weren't, I might use that in the future. That's actually a pretty good move.
This is unbelievable.
So the best part of this right now is that Wiley could totally be faking it. This might be the new move. Okay. Just walk around with a FanDuel microphone and an earpiece in and convince fans that they're actually on TV.
I should have thought of this years ago.
So on the come is that young Braves reporter saying, yeah, they want me to get the number. And then the challenge from the missus going, oh, it's they. Huh?
And she takes the phone and puts her number right in his phone, which is awesome.
It's
so
awesome,
shout out to Wiley Ballard on that one. I thought I was the only one with skills on a Tuesday, man. This guy moving in on a Monday in Toronto. So this is an international deal. This game was being played in Toronto. And I guess he's trying to recruit Braves fans up there. And I don't know if this is a bit that they've done before where they go and interview fans or whatever the case may be, but they're like, you should get her number. And he got it, baby. Like, I love that guy. Give that guy a lot of credit, man.
And that's a tough voice that he's got too. I mean, that's tough. That's like
his voice.
It sounds like a Sesame Street character.
And he's like, hey, guys.
Yeah, he's like,
we're having a lot of fun up here up the Corona rooftop.
Oh, that's funny.
Hey ho, this is the sideline reporter for the Braves. My name is Wiley Ballard. Would you like to go out on a date with me, pretty lady?
She said yes.
And he said, wow.
Yeah, she's like, wow, they want you to get my number. He didn't get that. I was like, bro, this is your time. Come on.
Right now, love.
What a great song.
That's great.
Thank you for getting that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're having a lot of fun up here up the Corona rooftop.
Caliendo is a reporter in Atlanta. You got an on the come this week?
I do have an on the come this week, and this is going to be a weird one, and it goes to the Eastern Michigan football program. Mm-hmm. They hired Max Crosby as their assistant GM yesterday, right? I saw a bunch of other schools are starting to hire like professional athletes to kind of be their assistant GMs that are actually still involved in the sport that they're playing right now. It's not just like Andy Luck going out there and being the guy at Stanford or something like that, but they hired Max Crosby to be the assistant GM of his alma mater, Eastern Michigan. And I'm like, that is a genius move by Eastern Michigan. What kid isn't going to go, oh, that's awesome, man. Max Crosby's calling and wanting me to play there. Hell yeah, I'm going to Eastern Michigan. Like, this is where the NIL and the transfer portal and all this stuff can really get fun and really get interesting, because now I didn't know Max Crosby went to Eastern Michigan. Now maybe Eastern Michigan becomes a football program on the map. I think it's really cool. I love it.
I think it's awesome. I mean, dude, even if he can get, what, three or four dudes who they wouldn't have gotten before, that's massive for a school like Eastern Michigan. Plus, I mean, he's one of the more liked football players, it seems, in the league. So that's a really good for them.
Right.
I'll shoehorn the NBA anywhere I can. The Clippers are on the come. They've been the number one offense and defense for over a month. The last month of the regular season, Kawhi Leonard is healthy. The Clippers, I think they can make the finals in the Western Conference. They are on the come for me.
You and Ben Maller will be loving life.
Oh, is he? Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's a Clipper fan.
Really?
He's
my brother's a huge Clippers fan. So
my friend from college is the voice of the Los Angeles Clippers.
Really?
So, yeah.
That is awesome.
You don't want the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals?
Nah, man.
What if it's the Lakers-Clippers in the Western Conference Finals?
I hope that's possible. I think it is.
Could it happen?
Lakers are the 3 seed?
And
Clippers are the 2?
No, Clippers are the 4 seed. Because it reseeds. They wouldn't play each other.
That would be kind of fun to have the Clippers and the Lakers in the finals. That would be each playing sick. In their own building now and everything.
Like, yeah, they each have stadiums. Yeah. Yes, that's true.
Somebody would need to get an eye on Ballmer. Because I don't know if that
That guy may die if they beat the Lakers. Like, that would be the greatest thing ever. The hell with Microsoft, man. Yes, if he beats the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals, that's worth the price of admission just watching that guy.
I feel like that should be like our Halloween costume next year, is like get Maloney with us and be like the Microsoft Open. Maloney plays Ballmer.
Yeah, he does look like Ballmer. Yeah.
They just do like when they announce the kickoff for Microsoft, he's like,
I love the Clippers. I love it. I love it. It's the greatest thing ever.
That's so Rob.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Rob, get the stuffed mushrooms. Oh, my God. The stuffed mushrooms are fantastic. I love the stuffed mushrooms.
Wearing like 90s polos, like get the pit stains going.
Hell yeah.
And then you just got like me dressed up as Bill Gates, like clapping in the background.
Yeah.
Like,
awkward clapping.
Awkward Bill Gates clapping.
Yeah. Like, watch that video.
It's a great
video.
And
try not to think of Rob Maloney as Ballmer. It's insane, dude.
It's hysterical.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh. Yesterday there was a ballpark that introduced another food item, and it's absolutely disgusting. Or is it? 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
It is Bob's birthday bash week, so we are consistently playing every song in his top 25 queued Spotify. So
this
is
all on my running playlist. Yep. Yeah,
yeah. This is what he listens to at the J.
God, could you imagine trying to do
this? Like, one's called No Sweat.
Ugh.
Would you work out to something like this, Bob?
Of course. How much pre-workout are we on?
Yeah, exactly. Seriously.
No, probably not. They would drive me nuts.
Yeah, it's too much.
I'm already out.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah.
So anyways, we talked about this on the other side of the thing. So you guys know me. It's no secret. I'm not like a huge sweets guy. And you're like, well, we saw you smash that peanut butter, you know, Patty Daddy cream pie or whatever it was called.
So good.
Nutty Buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Nutty. Either way you say it, it sounds wrong. And you guys, or Bob sent us a text, and then Kathy on Twitter sent us the tweet as well.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the Brewers that did this?
Toronto. This seems Canadian.
Okay. Yeah. Cotton candy flavored fries at a ballpark?
Well, cotton candy, like on top of the fries, kind of drizzled with like cotton candy strands is the best way to kind of describe this.
Yeah,
right?
It is the Blue Jays.
It seems disgusting.
Right? And so I will retweet it so folks can look at this thing.
The Blue Jays,
Yeah, so it's fries drizzled in like what looks like blue and white icing, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe an icing. And it's got a like a
pile of Smurf pubes.
Yeah, a handful of cotton candy on top. And immediately everybody goes, oh, I'm out, right? Like, because that's your initial reaction, as it should be, for something like that. But then I rewind myself a little bit to Saturday, and we had some like leftover fries and tots. I'm like, I'm hungry. So I put them in the air fryer, and I'm like, what do I want to put on these? And I drizzled hot honey on top of them.
Trendy.
Right? And so then I called the kids down. I said, try these. Just let me know if you think these are good. Brioche. They loved them.
Nice.
Absolutely loved the hot honey with the fries, right? So if you run a restaurant, Smokehouse Barbecue, put these on the menu. Fries and tot combo drizzled with hot honey. Let's go, Josh. And they're unbelievable, right? They were fantastic. So I'm like, oh, they're really good. And so like 2 days later, this cotton candy thing comes out on the fries. And I'm like, I can't be judgmental because here I was on Saturday making fries and tots with hot honey on top, right? Mm. I guarantee you they're going to taste good, right? It's probably going to taste very good once you have them because they're not putting something on the menu if it tastes like total ass. It probably went through a sampling of a bunch of people. Everybody goes, yeah, throw it on the menu.
It is funny. There's only one comment that says this, but it's like three comments down. Just says they were not good.
It's a no for me, dog.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You try it though, right?
No. I give it a shot.
Let me ask you this one because I saw one yesterday as well, and this guy called his fries nuts and bolts, and it was French fries with sliced olives on top, and that was it. And I'm like,
sign me up.
I don't know that I want that.
I'm an olive lord. I will eat all olives on pizza, in salad. I love olives in salad. I used to put them on all the tips of my fingers.
The tips on your fingers. You got to buy the extra large olives on the bottom shelf at Hy-Vee, and you put them on your fingers. They're awesome.
Like, I have one hand that was like olives, and the other one was like bugles.
Bugles!
And I looked like I was a character from like 28 Days Later.
Who wins in a fight? A hand of bugles or a hand of olives?
Bugles are sharp.
They are.
And you can gouge.
They got range. Yeah.
Now, olives, you could throw that thing quick down a hatch, and someone's, you know... Tua.
What's
choking on an olive.
Olive and fries. Is that just salty and more salt? I'm just trying to figure out what is the appeal. Olives and fries. Because I like olives.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it was like the British call this nuts and bolts. And it was like a bed of fries with olives on it.
Blimey.
But I don't know. I think the cotton candy thing at the ballpark on fries, that to me is just the jumping of the shark. Like, I don't know, man. Obviously, like, I'm not in the right mindset here because I'm a hater of sweet and salty. I've always admitted this. But yeah,
and you're also not a teenager because kids love this crap.
Right.
Oh, a 10-year-old is going crazy.
Because, I mean,
this.
Like, you got to think, like, to me, like, there's only, like, a few things of fries. Like, I love, like, I like poutine fries. I like that sort of rendition with the gravy, the horseradish, and then the cheese curds on top. And I'm a sucker for chili cheese fries. I know
You're a big chili cheese fry lord.
Yeah.
Yes. And I get it. It's not good for you. It's terrible. Why would you eat that?
Whatever.
You
sound like my wife who loves chili cheese tots at the ballpark once a year. And they're always disappointing.
If she gets that on a Tuesday, look out.
Yeah.
Because I mean that
a lot
is
of gas.
That's tenacious. Because, I mean, that is a meal that you're ready for some, like, endurance. But, like, I don't know what it is. Like, I grew up loving Sonic's chili cheese coney and chili cheese fries. Stay away from me as a teenage boy after I ate that. Ooh. Like, you go to Freddy's, chili cheese on the fry, Flamers at the mall back in the day that sold it, always got chili cheese on the fry. And they would announce it so the entire mall heard it. You'd be like, yeah, can I get the number one and then chili cheese fries? Number one, chili cheese on the fry. Like, everybody heard it. You're like, all right, thanks, Margaret. Like, everyone knows I'm a fat ass now.
See, I'm not into that. It just makes it all soggy. It's a mess. Yeah. And I just look at it and I go,
Like, chili cheese nachos?
Yeah, I'm out on chili game right now. The walking tacos are really good.
That is dangerous. Those are so
dangerous.
Do you know, like, Josh and B-Dub had no idea what a walking taco was years ago? We were talking about it. They're like, what's a good concession stand? I'm like, a walking taco, people. Yeah, like, where, huh? I'm like, bag of Doritos with a bunch of chili inside? Yeah. Like, it's phenomenal, right?
Yeah,
oh, it's
fantastic. They're a really easy item to make to have, like, a fun, like, wife and kids cookie night. Because you could literally just be like, what are you doing tonight? Like, oh, we're going to do walking tacos. What's that, Dad? Well, we make tacos, but you just pour it all into a Frito bag, mix it up, and eat it.
We're doing that for the Olathe East soccer group next week.
Great.
Yeah, they're doing walking tacos. My kids get on the Amazon account because they just order whatever they want now. Like, we've changed the password 1,000 times. They still figure it out, right?
Kids will find a way.
260 bags of Doritos are we getting? And my wife's like, no, this is for the soccer team, for the team dinner. We're going to make these walking tacos. So what's the perfect topping for fries, though?
Chili cheese. Goated.
Because I'm just good with ketchup.
Yeah, ketchup's great.
I don't need much more. Whataburger spicy ketchup is the premier ketchup out there.
I know that, like, not Shake Shack. Steak and Shake used to do, like, seasonings on their fries. Or, like, I know Five Guys has Cajun fries, but it's not really a topping. That's just, like, different seasoning. So, I don't know. Ketchup for me,
Ketchup is, like, real. Like, keep it simple, stupid, man. Ketchup is simple, easy, and delicious.
Because chili cheese fries, way more can go wrong for me than Coke.
Except that house recipe ketchup. That stuff's crap. But you give me the Whataburger spicy ketchup.
Ketchup snob.
I'm also like a 1950s man. Like, I could just have a bed of fries with mustard on them, and it's just perfect.
Mustard,
Mustard on my fries, baby.
Ooh, that's interesting.
I don't hate it. Like, I literally will do it probably once every three times we do like the burgers, dogs, and brats on the grill. I'll just put the bed of fries down, take the mustard, and drizzle it over my fry. I'd love it.
I could do like honey mustard on fries, I think would be
pretty
good.
Or I'll do, I'm sick in this way. I have an iron gut when it comes to this. I'll do mustard over the fries and then dash hot Tabasco sauce over the top.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's good, though. Like, I don't know what it is, man. Like, I don't know. Chili cheese on a fry. But I mean, it's mustard, man. I love it. But I'm also more tots guy than fry, and I don't need to.
It's the same family.
For sure.
It's just, you know, so you could put the same stuff on tots as you would put on fries.
For sure. There's no difference in what I would put on tots I wouldn't put on fries.
But this cotton candy one, I would love, see, if Major League Baseball does it right, each ballpark comes up with something different for their fry toppings, and we have like a big contest and a bracket.
That's great.
People
have they ever
vote.
Done funnel
Fantastic.
Cake fries? Somebody thought that, right?
Yeah,
That can't be like something that hasn't been made
yet.
But it wasn't like French fries. It was like funnel cake shaped like
genius.
Fries. Which is great.
Dip them in this, be great. Hell yeah. Mm.
Dip them in like syrup or something.
Yeah, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yeah, that's like French toast sticks. Yeah.
I can feel my ankles swelling. Yeah. Coming up on the other side, it is Start Bench Cut here on Fesco and Dusty, and it's brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
You just heard it.